Recount Writing Scotland Street School by Caitlin. On the 3rd of March 2011, Primary 6 A and B went to Scotland Street School for our school trip. We'd been learning about the Victorians, so it was great to learn more about it. We came into school at 8:55 a.m. and Miss Schoenhofen told us to read our books until the bus came. Then when the bus came, all of us got on and sat down. I was sat next to Alicia and Amber. The bus started and eventually everyone got really excited. We sang songs all the way there. When we got to Scotland Street School, everybody got off and got into our groups. In my group with Alicia, Kayleigh, Morgan, Shane and Brian. Our leader was Shane's mum. We all went inside and into the dark small courtroom where we left our jackets and bags. We split into two classes and my class went upstairs to the Victorian cookery room and looked around. Mr. Clark handed out a Victorian booklet with quizzes for us to fill in. The quizzes were quite hard, but I managed to get two quizzes finished. Then we went to the information room and the statue was talking to everyone. I got a fright. We walked around and looked at everything and we read all the information. After that we went to Charles Rennie Mackintosh Museum and I used a touchscreen computer to play some Victorian games. We also went to a Toys and Games Museum, but most of the toys were modern. Miss Schoenhofen took a group of us to the gift shop and I brought a slate and chalk, sweets and a slinky. Then we went back to Toys and Games. Mr. Clark and his group came and we all headed to the cookery room for our lunch. We all looked quickly and two women came in and one of them took all the girls to our room full of Victorian and World War II outfits. We all put on Victorian pinafores and all headed to a classroom. An actor was playing a Victorian teacher, he was really strict. We all had to bow and curtsy when he entered. He taught us how to write like a Victorian and even did a test. He eventually stopped acting and told us some interesting facts about Victorian schools, like the bad children had to wear the dunce's cap and Aaron got chose to wear it in front of the whole class. In Victorian times, bad children was also get the cane and Andrew got caned. He obviously did not get hit, but it was scary all the same. Afterwards, we all got our bags and jackets and headed back to the bus. It was very fun and I would love to go again.